That's what Georgia's going to try to do on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, man. They got – I mean, the fast start is – I mean, it's paramount. And I'm not saying they can't come back like they did against Bama. Not going to say that. I'm not going to say it. Because I didn't know – I didn't think there was no way in hell they were coming back from that. You know?
And they ultimately, they didn't. They didn't win.
I mean, but they came back.
They came back.
They came back to the lead.
Had they not been down 28-0, they probably would have won that game.
You're absolutely correct. I just think, you know, my thing – I got fast start on there. I'm saying, like I said in the Alabama game, Carson's got to be the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Carson's got to be the best quarterback. And get a special touchdown. Was it interception return, fumble, or something like that? And I want to see Anthony Evans, the punt return. I want to see him get the ball more often. I want to see them, because this kid is shifty and everything like that. I would like to see them get the ball to this young man. Run the football. I'm not saying they were sandbagging last week, but I don't think it was an attempt to run the football effectively. So run the football.
Yeah, and the thing for me is it's so hard to really – like correctly analyze what Texas is so far this season. And that's not to take anything away from them. They are incredibly good and deserve to be number one and probably will be in the college ball playoff when the season's all said and done. But they just haven't been tested the way that Georgia has against Alabama. Right. And even Clemson's playing really well.
Yes, they are.
Obviously, Kentucky has shown their grit. They beat Ole Miss. Like they're a tough football team, and they went on the road and played them. Texas hasn't played anybody even close to those teams.
No, they haven't.
So, it's hard to know exactly how good certain aspects are. I think you can just eye test it and know that their pass game is very good.
Yes.
You know Quinn Ewers is really good.
Yes.
You know those receivers are dynamic and they're going to be able to have that. I think you know the run offense is pretty good. It's not as good as it might be if those guys weren't hurt, but they're still, I mean, their rush offense efficiency is, it may be the one thing that isn't up to snuff as far as who their team is. Georgia is better than them at running the football through six games.
Right.
Hopefully that can be true on Saturday because, obviously, as you said, run the ball with those two guys would go a long way in terms of clock management, time of possession, all opening up the pass game, all that kind of stuff. There's probably other areas where Georgia has an advantage,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard to know because Georgia's played such a tougher schedule than Texas has.
Correct.
But whatever those advantages are, you got to exploit them on Saturday.
You got to be able to. You got to be able to run the football. You need chunk run plays too. That was the thing that we were told going into the season about these running backs. They were, you know, they go back to the DeAndre Swift and Todd Gurley and Sony Michel, those big runs.
Yes.
Let's get on these perimeter and get blocks because a lot of times big runs happen because your receivers are blocking what out.
Mm-hmm.
So can you find a way to get that done? Can Georgia strike? Kirby, he said it so much. Can you strike, protect the edges, and keep everything in that box? Can you keep everything in that box? Because that's what Georgia's do. That's where they can do their damage, where they're in that box right there. But they can't. 13, you was top five projected.
Mm-hmm.
Need to see it.
Yeah, because that's the key. Like, Texas had a great offense last year, too. Washington was able to do some things offensively against them in the playoff game. Washington was able to do some things offensively against everybody for the most part.
Right.
The reason they beat Texas and got out to that big lead was because of what their defensive line did. They couldn't run it against them. And Braylon Trice, who's now a Falcon, unfortunately injured, was in that backfield repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that dude absolutely destroyed Texas's game plan for the first 40 minutes of that game. Now, they adjusted. Kalen DeBoer also did the thing that Kalen DeBoer does when he has big leads. He just went conservative and stopped sending Trice and some of these other guys. Well, he's not the defensive coordinator, but you know what I mean.
Started playing zone.
He started playing a lot more conservative, and Texas fought their way back into it, much like Georgia did against Alabama, who's now coached by Kalen DeBoer earlier in the season. Which, by the way, Bama fans, like, just that's what it's going to be. Like, you're going to win most of them, but it's not going to be comfortable like it used to be.
Right.
Kalen DeBoer is a high-wire act, man. I don't know how he does it, but that's what he does, and that's what a lot of these games are going to be, and I think that's what the Tennessee game is going to be on Saturday as well. But back to Georgia and Texas. Like, if you can make Quinn Ewers uncomfortable, you can make Quinn Ewers look mediocre.
Yes.
Like, and teams have done it.
Yes.
Not a lot lately, and no one has done it this year.
Right.
Obviously, he's been hurt for a couple of these games, but that's the key. Like, Georgia has elite athletes on both sides of the ball. They just have to show up. In terms of the pass rush, like we're talking about here, you brought up a great point. I haven't really brought it up since, I don't know, week two maybe or three. The thing Georgia has always done great that didn't get talked about a lot because there's so many other things they did great is their receivers blocked the hell out of it. Like, the run game is so well blocked by the receivers. Not this year. Not really.
I don't think there's been a game that I have not tweeted about somebody on the perimeter missing a block.
They just missed a block. Like, these guys were so good at that over the last couple of years. And also tackling in space, like, on defense.
Because you're going to have opportunities.
They just haven't done it this year. Like, those are hallmarks of Kirby Smart teams. Great blocking on the perimeter. They're going to wrap you up and tackle. Obviously, there's going to be athletes that make plays. But a lot of that, like, foundational stuff just hadn't been there yet this year. And it's possible that they just don't have it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
I don't want to admit that.
You don't want that to be true.
You don't want that to be true.
If they have it, it's going to have to show up on Saturday.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not going to win.